severely low snow.
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. One thing generative AI has generated in seemingly limitless quantities is legal challenges. That's true even when the topic is narrowed to AI and music. Senior music writer Julie Height is looking into an underexamined AI topic, what independent musicians can do about it.
A lot of music makers lack the resources of record labels and AI companies and aren't sure how to address their own concerns about AI. That includes the prospect of their music being used to train AI models without permission. More than one piece of federal legislation in the works may eventually provide protections, and those who want to see them become law can voice support. There's also a class action lawsuit proceeding on behalf of independent musicians, two lawsuits actually, against each of the leading AI music companies, Suno and Udio. Rather than placing TV ads to get the word out when her firm filed the lawsuits last summer, the lead attorney at Delgado Entertainment Law used her YouTube channel vigorously.
Suno and Udio committed copyright infringement, and now they owe you money. But independent artists whose rights were trampled the most have been left without a seat at the table. That changes today.
In June, when The Atlantic published its investigation into collections of music AI companies might have accessed for training purposes, the number of artists participating in the suits doubled in 72 hours. Plaintiffs now number in the thousands, and it's still possible to sign up at indieailawsuit.com. Higgins Berman, a larger firm known for class action wins, has also joined the legal team. Major labels have pursued their own lawsuits without getting the AI companies to disclose their training data. But that's exactly what the class action attorneys are working towards to try to prove the artists deserve compensation.
So now here's the stop everything and pay attention. Really good news. If you get on the plaintiff list for our lawsuits, I will be searching Suno and Udio's databases for your songs.
Federal courts will have to compel the companies to release that information. That could happen in the coming months, since the Udio suit is moving into the discovery phase. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julie Height.